Okay, so I'm in the Curry Inn. As starters, you've got bits of menu, you've got bits of recording of the menu and stuff in the last boot. And then the starters were very tasty, but rather mild. Two of us had mixed kebabs, two of us had mixed starter, and one of us had onion bhajis and a tribal of Jules bhaji because she couldn't eat all hers. Quite good quality food and really, really friendly staff. But I'll see if my main is as hot as it's meant to be. It's 3 out of 4 chilies. And it's lamb tikka with chili and garlic. I was going to go for the South Indian chili, but that was only available with chicken, but with garlic. I'd have quite liked it with lamb or even fish. So I went for the chicken peshwari, and I will let you all know what it's like. Well, I had I think it was called this peshwari thing, in the curry, and it was okay. It was quite tasty, but it wasn't as hot as I'd hoped. I like something. If it said it's going to be hot, I want it to be hot. And if it's mild, make it mild. I think they were a little bit reserved on the heat side. But as I say, no complaints about staff or anything like that. There was plenty of food. Excuse me. The naan bread, the curry. Keema and garlic naan bread, a curry, two beers, and the starter of mixed kebab was about £30. So no complaints. So just me sneezing, sorry. I don't know if that was a question, but anyway, I paused so I could sneeze fiercely. Anyway, so I'd say a place, if I was in the area, I'd certainly happily visit that curry house again. I've been to worse. And as I say, if the quality of meats were really good, and if they just make things as hot as they say they should be, then I think the place would be up round 8.5, 9 out of 10. But as it is, I'm going to give it a 7, so still pretty acceptable.